Hello.
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 Oh, he's going to come up here now that I made the noise.
Yeah, both dogs were summoned with that shit.
Right.
That's your summoning spell.
Yee-hee. I got it. Damn dumb ass. Oh, my God. We're back with another post 9/11 podcast.
I mean, we might have to actually just call this pod that, because I don't know if y'all was around for 9/11 yesterday.
Fucking, like, just let's label this episode 9/11 was a national tragedy, and that's it.
No context at all. Just 9/11 was a national tragedy.
The
24.
9/11, 24.
9/11.
That's impacted us all, man.
Tower Nick 24. Before we even get started, rip James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that. Rip. He was 93, nigga. Long, rip illustrious career.
Yeah, man.
That nigga done it all.
Yeah, like, I'm not in shock. I'm not even sad. Hey, man, salute.
It's like, right, appreciate it. Good looks, James.
Apparently, yeah, weird views with black women. I'm like, oh, all right, man. He a product of his time. I'm not excusing that. I also don't have the time to just kind of carve a nigga apart that just died.
Wasn't his wife black?
No,
or was he married to a white woman?
I think he's married to a white woman. Hey, man, it's fucked up out here.
You're getting his calcium.
It's evil world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta drink your milk.
Shout out to him, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, fantastic entertainer. Fantastic. Like, one of the first people to really kind of shape voice acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mufasa.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mufasa. Darth Vader.
Fuck yeah.
Darth Vader.
Can you point on the doll where he touched it?
You are a traitor and an ally to the Rebel Alliance.
Pray I do not alter it again.
Bitch.
You have altered the deal.
I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it farther.
Yo.
What a real nigga line. What a
pray
real
nigga. Pray I do not alter it further.
Pray I don't change it again.
You been getting your knees right now.
Yo, that nigga Darth Vader grab a lightsaber and
get the swing in that bitch. Hey.
Fuck about it, there.
You remember that deal? Forget that deal.
Don't worry about it.
And you better hope I don't feel like changing it on a whim again.
Don't let me become FDR.
Like, it's so savage. Like, niggas just, I changed the deal because I know you can't stop me from changing the deal. What's up?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Get up. Get
fight,
up right
fight
now.
Something. Shoot something. Pull up.
You know what? I will hand you a fucking lightsaber, nigga. I will choke you to death.
Hey, Darth Vader, draw down on a nigga for no reason. For getting mad that you altered a deal that you signed.
Oh.
Okay. You ready to die about that deal?
Pull up.
Nigga?
Sue.
Are you ready to perish about that agreement?
Are you ready to die?
Are you ready?
My son works? Badass.
Ah!
Nah, man, like, he cooked, like,
yeah,
career full of cooking. Salute the chef.
Yeah, man, go
get cook. You a long rest. That's all I got.
Yeah,
really, like, he ain't touched nobody. He ain't raped nobody.
Right. So that nigga wasn't a rapist or an abusive person.
He didn't file nothing.
Yeah.
He just was acting. Like, an actor just acting. A famous person just being famous.
Yes.
Now, we find something out, like, this week or, like, in the ensuing months.
God,
we'll revisit, but, like,
You know what's coming. Like, somebody's going to have, like, some random story from 1964 that they didn't feel like. And, I mean, I'm not, like, being facetious when I say that.
We're not being a dickhead.
Right. Yeah. But, like,
if
somebody.
If there are victims, come forward. Do what, like, you got
to
do.
But, like, you niggas with this whole, I'm going to wait till a motherfucker dead and buried to say some shit is very strange. That's very weird. That, like, you wait specifically till that nigga been old as fuck for 30 years.
Brother, we can't tell victims.
We can't.
What,
and I'm not.
They can and cannot
and
do,
I'm not.
But like, we understand how it could look. You know
but
what
like,
I'm saying?
There's literally, he cannot defend himself. So like, it's a ripe time to lie, is what
exactly.
I'm saying.
Shout out to Goldlink after Mac Miller passed.
my fucking God, bro. Like,
ain't all around me. No, I'm a man. Ooh, yeah. Let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, man. I am Smoke Joe Star, a.k.a. Smoke Man Joe, a.k.a. Yes. AHVB times 5. I'm in a Marvel mood. Y'all understand what that means.
He been putting some lab work
in. AHVBX5.
Lab work like he just got hired somewhere new, brother.
Type shit. Nigga.
You gonna pass his test.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna pass everything.
Pass.
I'm pass the rock.
Yeah.
Pass the bar.
And I'm gonna pass it to A-Rab.
And I'm
gonna... Unlike Soldier.
Pass the stool.
And I'm gonna pass... I'm gonna pass it to Jonathan.
Yeah,
I'm a pass. He kind of locked my brain with that shit. That nigga said, I'm going to pass it to A-Rab.
He never received it.
Yeah, he never got it, ever.
It was never no, like, accept, you know, from Soldier Boy.
Soldier.
But, you know, you're over here in this fly-ass jersey. Like, I just want to put that out there. Like, John is fly.
Yeah, man, run that. Throw that off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, before you get up out of here, throw that off. It. I don't want whose jersey is it?
Lawrence Taylor.
I'm good.
That's such a
fucking...
That's such a rare jersey to rock for multiple reasons.
Like, it literally is just the only thing I have. I have to do laundry, like, tomorrow.
Same. So, I'm in a white t-shirt right now, bro. I don't wear this shit, like, unless it's laundry day or as an undershirt, but... Yeah,
it's funny. I wear white shirts when I'm out. I don't wear them at all.
I try to wear a graphic tee or something colored, like white t-shirt and me just.
I'm like, when I get a little bit extra bread, I think I'm just going to completely redo my wardrobe.
Facts.
Yeah.
Nothing but like breathable clothing. My bad, John.
No, it's all good. These are important issues that are at hand that are... Shocking and rocking our nation.
Shock and our all.
Yeah. It's John. Just doing my thing. Had a good therapy session yesterday. It was really funny.
Nice.
Like, you go into a therapy session thinking that things are going to go one way. But then, like, the therapist, like, here's your story and here's what's hurting you and whatever.
Mm.
And she's just like, you know, it's your fault, right? And then I go, you know what, bitch? You are absolutely right.
Yeah,
it is exactly.
You're 100% correct.
I chose to do this, and so you start feeling better because if you choose to do something wrong, you can make it right.
Yep. Oh.
And so there you go. There's a lesson on this 9/11 celebration day.
9/11 in memorandum sequel.
Hey.
It's the big 9/11 holiday special.
9/11 plus one.
9/11
The 9/11 is
with Terry Bogard as DLC.
Banaku.
9/11 and
hey
Knuckles.
You.
9/11 featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series. 9/11 EX. 9/11 EX plus Alpha.
And Knuckles.
And or Knuckles.
Turn A.
Upper. Turn A. Double upper.
Maximum impact.
Double Dash.
City of the Wolves.
Double. Arcade Edition.
With special guest Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Oh my God. Fucking idiot, man. Do your intro, dumbass. Right,
yeah. What's up, man? I'm DJ Cobra, and you know what I'm saying? I be DJing and shit, and I be existing and shit. You know, that's what I be out here doing.
Healthy.
Be trying to be healthy. This is not a healthy week for me. I've been junk man this week. I've ate out a couple of times. I'm like, man, it's... I'm sure I've gained some weight. I haven't looked in on the scale, but you know, it'd be like that.
Yeah,
but you know, we out here, mad ethnic.
Listen, like,
by default,
went to the Flying Biscuit today.
Hey. Biscuits that be flying.
That's one of them ones.
Oh, like, yeah, you know, I had them.
Nigga, that's one of them fucking ones.
I haven't been there yet, but I've seen the pictures.
Brother, that is like nigger meal extravaganza. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I got the tendies, nigga.
Like, I think if it's the same spot I was at in Atlanta, like I believe it is. Mm-hmm. Those were like the best grits I ever had in my life.
It might be like it's in high side market here. So it probably is the same franchise. I mean, I can't think of too many like varying places that would call themselves the Flying Biscuit because they do all day breakfast.
I'm trying to make sure I was like at the Flying Biscuit and just not another brunch place at the time.
Right, right,
right. But again, best grits I ever had in my life.
Cause like nigga, they had they came with like spicy collards and grilled mac and cheese.
Ooh,
it's like that, bro. It's like it should look futuristic as fuck, but it was good as hell. Mm. Definitely gonna go back. Definitely gonna spin back on them niggas at some point. The debate.
Woo!
I've been trying to watch it in its entirety, and like,
oh man,
for some reason I just can't get to do it all in one sitting
because these debates are boring.
Yeah,
they're boring.
They're predictable.
Like, he's been running the 2016 playbook since 2016.
Run one. That nigga play a Tecmo Bowl.
Pretty fucking much. Like, it worked at one point. Like, he was just going crazy in that new influencer era of Snapchat and all the various Volt Green fucking highlights that was happening around that time.
Yeah.
But that nigga Trump was trying his fucking best, and it's tired.
Mm-hmm.
That scheme has been tired for a very long time.
Oh yeah.
But like, I think them also taking out the audience and also like being a bit tougher with fact checking him in real time, that shit really defanged that nigga. He wasn't able to pull no energy.
He only got like fact checked like 5 times throughout the debate. Like, I mean, he said a bunch of bullshit, but like they actually actively fact checked him, I think like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things where, like, so Kamala Harris, during her responses and, like, her thing, you always hear, like, the same phrase being repeated.
Turn the page.
Remember, like, this is the guy, because she always, like, no matter what the question is, she brings up something from Donald Trump's past, which is fine. It's not, like, it's wrong. It's just boring.
Yeah, it's
predictable.
So we know
need
you're
to
gonna
move forward.
We know you're gonna answer the question and always somehow tie it back to how this nigga sold the bag in some capacity.
Yeah, and I mean that's what I would do. I mean, if you were a colossal fuck up and left, like, you know, their administration with having to tie their fucking messes up and shit. Yeah.
Like that, bro, the U.S. politics is a fucking meme in and of itself. But like, when this nigga, because I saw one clip, it was like this nigga was talking about illegal immigrants coming in and eating the cats and dogs of neighborhoods.
Yeah. Dog whistling, but he moved on for the Mexicans.
I thought that like somebody was bullshitting, and then when I saw it, I thought it was AI.
No.
And then I went to NBC's actual fucking YouTube page and found that clip, and I'm like,
this
is where we're at.
He needs to be put away somewhere.
Like, this is where we're at. That nigga just crashing out. He's going to jail. He's either going to go to jail or die. Like, I'm going to just wild out before I get up out of here. So they're eating the cats and dogs.
The Haitian immigrants.
Of all these Haitian different immigrants. Neighborhoods, they're eating the cats.
Yeah, like, I was they're actually... The neighborhood in Somersville, Ohio, they had a city council meeting, and there was this black dude, red hoodie and a hat, and he's just up there talking about how all these immigrants are, like, slowly destroying the town, because, admittedly, there's been an influx of immigrants that has come in, and their city's, like, infrastructure and things, like, there's only so much that it can hold with all the people that are coming in so quickly. And so they wanted to, like, act on getting, like, more federal, like, funding. But these motherfuckers are talking about guys are running into parks, taking geese and ducks, chopping their heads off, and taking them home to eat. There was a guy talking about that made a Facebook post or something about his neighbor's cat that's gone missing. That they think went around and got stolen by a Haitian immigrant, had his head chopped off, and they were eating it. Somebody was sharing a tweet that had like a bunch of like retweets and likes of some guy that was actually cooking a cat. But it was just like some random video of a guy cooking a cat, which, you know,
this is not positive at all.
Is fucked up.
Like, not the kitty, man.
Right. But like, meow. Like, this is where we're at right now.
You just hear in the back. It's extremely racist.
It is. Yeah. It's incredibly racist.
To the non-black people that might listen to this podcast, if you think that shit's funny, you're racist. Like, unironically funny. Like, if you think, get a load of that, Haitian people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's extremely racist. That you're part of the problem. Do not, encourage any of, those jokes for real. It's extremely dangerous rhetoric to share with people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it dehumanizes an entire sect of people. And, in the words of Sonic, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Yeah, no. I mean, he's been getting away with dehumanizing people for years. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone coming across the border being criminals, thugs.
Rapists.
Yeah. He's been dehumanizing BLM for years. I mean, treating them like dogs when they're protesting. So, I mean, this isn't new. This isn't news. But the guy looked like...
He looked tired.
He looked... I mean, he...
He's 70 fucking six.
He also looked like fucking Gambit with his fucking dye job. If you look at his face.
Yeah, see the line stops right around a nigga's hairline.
Oh, it's actually funny. I saw Deadpool. Y'all see Deadpool 3 yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that was funny.
True. I'm about to make a name for myself.
I didn't think they would actually get Wesley Snipes. Didn't think it would happen.
He not really doing too much.
Yeah, that nigga's not doing a lot.
After race shit going, he might play Blade again. Again.
We're gonna have an older Blade. Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, nigga, you done had two directors walk away from this shit.
They've tricked off Marshall. Marshall's out of there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it Mahershala or Marshala?
Mahershala.
Okay, yeah. I never knew.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, we don't really hear his name often.
Which is crazy because that nigga's phenomenal.
Yeah. Mahershala is actually really good.
That's what I thought it was when I first saw it.
It just sounds like a Muslim holiday, like 9/11.
The nigga is
like. Sounds like some food, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mahershala curry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I'm gonna TM trademark on that. Just in case this episode float across his desk, you can't have that. I made it.
Yeah, sorry, Mahershala. Yeah. Not this time.
Mahershala.
Yeah. Back to the debate, too.
Yeah.
Kamala was basically coasting on being not Trump.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same playbook as that Biden.
Yeah, because the nigga just gives you the stick to beat him with every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you... The track record is poor. Your fucking social skills are poor. You got by because everybody, you were a living meme in 2016.
Right.
Past that, nigga, there's nothing to you as a candidate for
niggas
real.
Niggas wrote in Harambe that same election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it a buck. It was a moment in time. Yeah. Very unserious moment. Just continues to haunt the nation.
You got one.
Yeah.
Let's turn the page. The day after, or was it? No, that night, right after the debate ended, the Taylor Swift nom came.
Oh, that's right.
And
it was perfectly timed.
It was reported that over 300,000 people went to the .gov website in regards to voting.
That's insane.
300,000 plus.
That's
people.
It. Like the pool that fucking mediocre white woman has is insane.
Let's throw another little ringer. Caitlin Clark from the WNBA liked that post by Taylor Swift.
Bruh. Mm. It was. That happened, and then, I don't remember if it was also the same day or if that was this morning, but Angel Reese is out for the season with a fucking injury.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, white women are fucking dubbing up right now, bro. It's insane. It is fucking crazy.
And then both Patrick Mahomes and I think even Taylor to a lesser extent are on some, we can get along despite our differences type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Patrick said that. I'm like, okay, so you agree with her and Trump policies. Nice.
Of course. Look at him.
So my Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
He could be anywhere on the political spectrum if you keep it a bug.
Nope. You seen that white woman? You seen the bitch he married too?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That nigga is not... His most liberal take is that we shouldn't kill gay people. That's like the... I guarantee you that's like that nigga's most left-leaning take. Everything else is hard right. I guarantee it.
That nigga's there in lock his step with Brittany.
His fucking... You remember that interview? His fucking wife...
Who he
has dated since high school, thought
chicken.
That his favorite food... Confidently said his favorite food was fried chicken.
I think that was a joke between them.
You give too much faith in humanity, brother.
You know what? You're right.
That's some shit you that's some shit you joke about at the house, not on national television.
With cameras
rolling.
I don't
know, man. White people be kind of liberal when it comes to joking at the worst times ever.
Yeah, which is, again, why I don't think that nigga's going to support Kamala.
Oh, no. He's not. No. He's not coming out to support nobody.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, I mean, if he wanted to, he could.
He plays for Kansas City, Missouri. I don't think that's like the most liberal
exactly
place.
He wears a red uniform, yeah. Man.
MAGA boys.
Like,
if he comes out and fucking supports Kamala Harris, then like the next home game at the Chiefs Stadium,
cooked,
unbelievable.
Patrick MAGA Holmes.
I'm trying to think who else. Like, LeBron is encouraging people to vote, but he's not going to back an actual candidate.
Of course not. No. Them niggas going to be like, hey, get out there and vote, and then secretly vote for their, either vote for their candidate or vote absentee.
Yeah.
One of the two. No shot.
Yeah.
No shot that nigga really get out there in that field and be like, hey,
this
who I'm voting for.
They with like, once an athlete reaches like a certain level, they start like, they take like political endorsements very seriously.
Yep.
And they don't want to disturb the possibility of them making less money.
I got a quote.
Jordan was
Republicans
like,
wear sneakers too.
I was literally about to.
I got like, you, brother.
Yeah, man. Like, but the thing is that after, like, Jordan retired and, like, he's been doing his business thing, it comes out that he's been supporting black businesses and setting up black funds.
Yep.
Behind the scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will we get that with LeBron after the scenes?
Yes, I think we do.
I mean, he's already built schools.
Yeah, he's got schools and shit going on.
Yeah.
So I think he does lean more into that, especially with him coming up poor and shit, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
It would be nice.
A lot of Republicans grew up poor, too, and get rich. And then they grow a disdain for poor people for some reason.
You shouldn't be poor.
Yeah, I'm no longer poor. Why can't you?
You should, yeah.
Work, nigga.
Get out there, get a job, build yourself up.
Get off that Facetune, get off that Twitter, and get a fucking job.
Get off your TikToker.
Right. You're
and get on the real clock.
You're making memes. Make some goddamn money.
Nigger.
You got bootstraps? Use them.
Yo, you sound like David Duke saying that shit. But we'll,
sorry,
we will see with him. But I feel like he would be more inclined to publicly do shit.
Yeah,
as opposed
I definitely
to,
agree with that, yeah.
Doing shit in secret.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciate Michael Jordan moving like that in secret and not bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, look at me, I'm doing nice things for black people.
Yeah.
Like
just do the shit.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been an advocate of, like, just doing the thing. People will see it when they see it. Just fucking do it.
Lois Keys, which, you know what, I'll bring this up later, because I don't know if either of y'all have heard the new Kendrick song.
Oh, the
I haven't finished
the,
it, but I was listening to it, like, while I was brushing my teeth last night, and I'm like,
I did hear that, yeah.
We'll get to that later, though.
Yeah.
Anything else to really add, politically?
Not...
Yeah. Do you think Travis Kelce will ever date a black woman again?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
So, like, there's a branching pathway here. It's like the Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Mm-hmm.
One is you marry Taylor Swift, and, like, that ends in a bitter divorce, like, 3 years from now.
Christ,
or, man. Yeah, probably. You're probably right. Or y'all break up, next year and like you go back to black women and they embrace you with open arms?
1,000%. Like he has no path to an L.
Yeah, like he doesn't lose in any scenario. Like,
he has media deals lined up as soon as he retires.
Yeah.
Don't let them actually win the Super Bowl this year. Because the conversation is around every single one of those niggas that stayed on the team.
Oh, yeah. For a three-peat?
They're
going for GOAT status at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would immediately put fucking Patrick over Brady. Tom Brady doing that.
Absolutely.
I'm like, you went 3-3? Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Get out of there. Get out of there now.
Like, it's kind
of
hard to argue against fucking Kelce as well.
And yeah.
Like, Andy Reid conversations, very different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Like, Patrick, I think, is already a better quarterback than Tom Brady. He's just not as accomplished.
Exactly. But a three-peat in this era of football? Nigga.
Triple Super Bowl.
It don't matter about the seven. It's cool that you were able to put up numbers and do what you gotta do.
This nigga did.
You were in a fucking great organization.
That nigga did three of them bitches consecutively, brother.
Yeah.
Three.
In football.
Football!
Like, it's all type of fucking brain damage niggas are getting and racking up.
Niggas out there getting brain falling off the ball. CTE go burr.
Like, you good forever. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think so. But like, yeah, either way it goes, that nigga's not taking the deal. Not like Sony. Them niggas just took like two of them bitches, bro.
Shit.
Like, it's
Sony.
Look, man.
I don't know what it is with odd numbers, say for the PS1, but like PS3 and PS5 is just going upside Sony's head, bro.
Yeah, like y'all. So, for context,
PS5
Conquered,
Pro.
Yeah, like PS5 Pro, but like I want to lead into that shit.
Oh, okay.
So like Conquered, the hero shooter that took like 7 years and $100 million to make.
They made it at the exact
was
point
shut down
when they saw Overwatch. I just want to put that out.
Like
there.
That development on that shit started with Overwatch 1. That shit got shut down like a week and some change after launch, and niggas were offering full refunds.
Full ass refunds.
And then dropped the PS5 Pro at a launch price of $799.
Mm.
No disc.
No disc.
No, do you still need the add-on?
Mm-hmm.
And it still only comes with 1 TB.
Yep.
So I'm just like,
did you see?
Do the stripes on the side make it go faster? Is that why we're... Is that what we're
more
paying
ventilation
for?
There you go.
Cool.
Did you see Jeff's tweet about it?
Yeah,
he actually tried to use the fucking adjusted for inflation argument on
like this nigga, like Jeff, if it's what Jeff Keighley doesn't even glaze Sony anymore, bro, like that that shit is laminated at this point, because I'm just like, nigga, you are not finna justify to these people that just spent like $400-$500 on a console.
Or even more during the pandemic.
Yeah, or like if you got scammed, to spend another $800 on a console that does virtually the same shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, it runs some games better. It has more power available, but it doesn't change the library.
Right, it doesn't change the library. I still got to pay for online. Backwards compatibility. Like, bro, if y'all were going to do that shit, you should have did it with the PS4. Like, I'd feel like I'm at the point now where, like, we don't need that shit.
Backwards
like, we don't need backwards compatibility.
Not for real.
Because, like, before I was like, you know, I kind of get it because the PS1, 2, and 3 had it.
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand the PS4 having it. And they sold it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm sitting there, me, gamer that I am. Like, nigga, there's not any game on any of these old consoles that I want to play that hasn't been remastered or that
I'm about to bring that up.
That I can't
a lot
fucking
of the
emulate.
Shit that we love
has been remastered. I'm like, bro, we've gotten
Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming at some point.
We've gotten the Devil May Cry series, both Parappa games, Ape Escape didn't get a remaster, got a re-release. The Jack series got freed, Sly Cooper series got freed. Crash Bandicoot
remade.
Got sequels.
And a sequel.
We got the Uncharted collection.
Yep.
Metal Gear Delta's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're releasing MGS4 from PS3 jail.
Like, it's gonna released. We're gonna get that in fucking Revenge.
Yeah, I was about to say MGR got to follow suit.
Hell, if you got an Xbox, you probably already got that hoe.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't what the big deal, backwards compatibility is not the deal in 2024 that it was in 2014.
Absolutely.
Like, y'all are like a cool decade too late for that shit, like, especially as a selling point for a console.
Yeah, like, this shit's getting upscaled, like, and it kind of needs to now, like, in the modern era that we're in, pixel wise and frame rate wise, like, we kind of need these updates.
Yeah, man, because I'm like, nigga, at this point, if the developers want to remaster it, they'll remaster it. So, like, backwards compatibility, unless you're just one of those people that has, like, a super-de-duper niche fandom for a game.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like Breath of Fire fans, them niggas ain't had a game since the PS2. I feel for them motherfuckers like
Breath
that.
Fire,
that shit crazy.
Wild Arms, Legend of Dragoon.
Like, yeah, like that shit. The Chrono series, like them shits.
Like, we just got a port for Bloody Roar. Cross. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit's getting addressed game by game.
And it just, it don't hit for me. It really don't. Because, like, we have talked shit about every console at this point on this podcast. Yes, and I'm just like, it's just Sony's time again. But, like, this is a dumb decision, especially selling that shit for, like, release day PS3 prices.
Yeah.
Nah, brother.
Y'all did not learn that lesson.
Y'all did not learn. Thought y'all did, but, like, 18 years later, here we are again.
It's an optional upgrade. You know, we get that.
No.
But... No.
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, if it included the disc, maybe. I'd say, like, wait for a sale. Speaking of sale, niggas didn't even drop the price of the base models. Like, them bitches still going for full fucking retail.
They're trying to find reasons to raise that shit, if anything.
Like, nigga, what are y'all trying to recoup that money from Concord?
Yes, they are.
They're trying to recoup that shit, bro. Like,
right, y'all need to do something.
I don't understand.
Y'all need to lock in and just make some good fucking games.
Yeah.
And I guess because that's a multi-year process, that's a complex problem for them.
Yeah, year over year. Like, I'm of the mind that, like, if you're gonna release a pro version of a console,
you at least need a good library.
Yeah, you need a good library to justify that shit.
We don't have enough just for PS5 games.
Yeah.
For that shit.
And I'm like, I enjoy the games that I play, but, like, a lot of them shits. And then the niggas piss me off. It's like, yeah, the CEO of Japan was like, yeah, we don't have a lot of IPs. And
And
then you release Astrobot, which makes homage to, like, 10 fucking IPs.
A lot of fucking IPs,
that ain't had a game in. Ape Escape got an homage. Patapon.
They are so
Parappa
scared.
Got an homage.
Like, y'all need to reinstate Sony Japan. Bro.
Yeah. Like, y'all, Japan Studio needs to come back. Japan Studio, and y'all need to get on good terms with Guerrilla Games.
Like, y'all forgot how to have fun. Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah. Because I'm like, nigga, we have not had. Killzone was the PlayStation shooter, and now y'all just don't have one. Yeah. Killzone and Resistance are gone.
They're so afraid to put more stock into Horizon as well.
Yeah, and Infamous. We ain't had another Infamous in 10 fucking years.
I wouldn't be surprised they remastered those. That's an era lost.
Yeah, like right that. When you niggas were just, like, cranking out hits. Like, real shit, PS3 era, we got every exclusive was a hit. Every single one was.
The first half of PS3 era... might have been shaky, but they figured it out.
2009, niggas locked in.
That back half is really good.
Yeah, because, like, niggas dropped Infamous, Uncharted 2, which I still think is probably, like, my favorite one. Like, it's like neck and neck with 4. But, like...
Again, like...
Them hoes were
Naughty
peak.
Dogs in 2 sequels. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'll get it every single time. They just don't fuck up.
Their 2 sequels go crazy.
Yep.
Like, look at their 2 sequels. Whenever you got a chance.
But yeah, I need all those old. Every IP that you referenced in Astrobot should have a game. Like, it should. Like, there's no reason for, like, I mean, rhythm gaming in the West, for the most part, unless your name is Hatsune Miku, they're really in the market for it.
Right.
But, like, niggas, the Parappa 2 re-release, once that shit got put on PS4, that shit hit like 1.5 in its first month.
Yep.
Like, nigga, there is a market for a rhythm game right now. It's fucking untapped.
Like, they're afraid to try.
Let that nigga cuss, man.
Let him say nigga.
Right. For he's a dog that raps.
That means he's black.
Definitely black. Let that nigga do a DMX song. Let me let me mod it.
What you gonna? You gotta believe, nigga.
Nigga.
My nigga. Let's get it on.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Lord, give me a sign. Lord, give me a oops.
Man, RIP DMX, man.
Lord, give me a oops.
Lord, give me a oops.
Certified lover boy. Certified oops.
Certified oops.
Wow. You know,
you rapping cool.
Are we getting into some beef?
Some more Duckworth.
So yeah, and if you've been hiding under a rock, rap beef has happened and dominated the genre this year. Kendrick Lamar woke up from his years-long sleep to slap Drake across the face for the past, 6 months?
Yeah, and now we get to do it on Black History Month next year.
Recently, we confirmed that, or not we, but he confirmed that he's doing the Super Bowl for 2025. Super Bowl LIX, also known as Licks.
Licks.
Absol came up with a nice little double entendre tweet to celebrate. So the homie hidden Licks, but spelled it L-I-X.
Type shit.
So I'm like, yeah. You know what? Shout out to that. And I'm like, you know, he is kind of the right rapper to, do the Super Bowl. But it takes place in Louisiana. And
in New Orleans.
And for some reason, people believe that Lil Wayne should have had that opportunity handed to him.
Mm.
If anybody has heard a Wayne performance in the past, 7 years... You will understand why he probably wasn't selected.
Like we have to fucking be honest with ourselves.
I like Lil Wayne. He's one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Iconic.
Was a favorite rapper at the time around 07 to 08.
Yeah.
I saw him perform in 2017.
Nope.
That performance was pretty meh.
Yeah.
It was like a small club performance, but nonetheless, it was Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
So but it was very lethargic. He, you know, had to rely on the rap mixes to rap. I'll bring up another example of a performance. I think it was a WrestleMania. Was it WrestleMania or I know it was at least a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, it was probably WrestleMania because I think he did perform at WrestleMania, as a matter of fact.
Very,
one of the nights. Yeah.
Very lethargic.
Yeah.
I fuck with Wayne. His brain has been fried from drugs.
I was about to say, he's a legend, but from what I hear, he's actually been struggling with memory loss.
Shocker.
Lately.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that lean.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do it to you.
He's dealing with the, the backhand from doing all those fun drugs during those fun times.
I warned you, Susan.
Birdman and Nicki Minaj tried to make a deal about it on Twitter.
Yeah, because those
are... How rich that both of you people... Listen. Are just coming out to support him after y'all stole his fucking money and tried to have him killed.
And motherfuckers actually followed them too.
Those are two people that if y'all are ever in agreement on anything, you should check your fucking stance.
Birdman and Nicki Minaj.
If you ever find yourself being damn, that nigga Birdman is kind of spitting.
They're the worst people ever.
Why this nigga always putting shit on Gladys? Fuck she do.
He's a fucking liar and a cheat.
Fuck she do to deserve this.
He's a fucking criminal. Fuck that nigga, man.
Embezzlement gang type shit.
All you do is steal. Nicki Minaj and her own plethora of problems.
Yeah. Aging woman yells at cloud. My family, you're 40. It's okay to be 40 or damn near 40.
Don't you have another rapist to support?
Right.
Don't you have another pedophile to back? Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to
those claims haven't been proven, but to Drizzard.
They also haven't been refuted
as well.
Shout out to Drizzard, I guess.
He's also in a lock and step, but of course it's to spite Kendrick for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But Speaking of, he dropped a track yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice track. And he's basically, you know, a lot of people think that it's another diss from, like, the lyrical content. But in all actuality, he's attacking the concept of what Drake represents.
Yeah.
The old-ass nigga at the club that's been unserious for a long fucking time. Mm-hmm. And the industry that enables niggas like that.
You're right.
Like, you know, he said, I'm here to watch the party die.
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, man, you know, you guys that's been out here partying and having fun.
Wrap it up.
Grow up.
And I'm like, I... Even from a musical standpoint, to me, like, bro just ain't been fucking... I was like, that nigga ain't been hungry in, like, 8 years. Yeah.
Well, he's making money. He's perpetuating things.
It's very...
That he has to perpetuate.
And I know you and I have had that conversation about how that nigga's, like, incredibly formulaic because he knows it's just gonna pop.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't grown and, since 2016.
Yeah, he hasn't grown as an artist since... Since if you're reading this, it's too late. Mm-mm. I think that was the last time that, like, I personally was like, oh, man, new Drake drop.
I would say Views is the last little modicum of, like, newness or new vibes from that nigga.
Mm.
But after that, he's been doing some kind of hodgepodge version of Views mixed in with maybe a couple of modern producers or collaborations here and there.
Nigga did a house album.
Yes, he did. Garden Variety House, which I didn't mind.
Right.
But I've always seen Drake as, like, that connector piece.
Yeah.
He's never been like the bus driver as, like, those with, like,
niggas supplement.
Say.
He's supplementary.
Like, he takes those waves and rides them till they die.
Yeah. He's the what the fuck? There's a term for it.
He's the Kakashi of the rap game.
Yeah.
He'll see a flow. And, like, we said it years ago. Which is why I was kind of confused why people were, like, getting so mad about what Kendrick has been saying about him. I'm like, niggas been saying this shit for years.
For years.
Yeah.
People that knew been saying this shit for years. Like, y'all were in denial because, like, y'all be wanting to throw ass to every song you hear.
Like, I play Drake because, he's fun to hear outside. Like, it's what the function usually likes or
and that's,
was accustomed to.
And, like... Before we move on, like I think it deserves clarification that that's not the metric of what makes a rap artist a good rap artist.
It's like
party replayability, because every time, like, Kendrick drops something or fucking Pusha T drops something, a nigga's like, man, ain't nobody ever said throw on that, bro.
That Charleston White guy said the exact same thing.
He literally said,
like, I would never go to a party and hear anybody say, let's put on that Kendrick. Let's put on that Kendrick.
Hold up. Stop right there.
Yeah.
How old is Charleston White?
Got to be 50 something.
Like, what? 50,
got to be in his 50s.
Why is he not home raising his fucking family?
Because he want to be cool.
Because, like, that's the problem right there. That's exactly what Kendrick is talking about in that fucking song.
Yeah.
Old ass niggas that keep on trying to be outside. Go inside. Get a fucking job. Be a regular person.
Listen, turn your computer on or open your phone's browser and you're going to type in https://www.indeed.com and do something better with your fucking time.
Why are we listening to fucking Charleston White? Why are we listening to these niggas? These niggas are fucking useless. They're a plague
black people
on
love,
this society.
Black people love a spectacle, brother.
And at this point, stop, like...
All of the pomp, none of the circumstance.
I'd be close to going on, like, damn near a racist rant, it seems.
It ain't racist. It's coming from inside the house.
I'm like,
some shit just needs to be said, bro. I'm like, I've always said single people need to stop taking dating advice from chronically single people.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga, it's like, it's broken clock twice a day. Some of the shit that he says is absolutely some of the shit that needs to be said sometimes. But for the most part,
that's an unserious person.
Like, nigga, you're not a serious person. You only saying this shit because them cameras on.
Yeah.
You're not. I know for a fact you're not this person 24/7, because if you were, you wouldn't be on the fucking cameras doing this shit.
He moves like an engagement tweeter.
Yeah.
In real life.
nigga's like a living clip farmer is what that nigga is. Him and Boosie, you niggas always do interviews with the same two niggas because they the only motherfuckers that watch you.
With you. Yeah.
And they know they're going to get hits on that shit.
Like he knows that ignorant people don't know better and says things to rile them up. And it works every fucking time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... Dumbass. It's been time.
Dumbass shit. Yeah,
like, it's time to watch the party die for, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, you... Like, if you're in my peer group and beyond, it, like, you should really be reevaluating what you're doing.
Yeah. Nigga, do not be trying to jump off the porch at fucking 37. Like, nigga, your porch jumping days is over, bro. Yeah. Like... We lived our lives.
Like I'm reevaluating my approach to DJ high key.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like I will be 35 in December. I'm like, and I realize with
damn,
a lot of
real
these
shit.
With a lot of these coming people that I've encountered and work with locally in music, they're either fucking dumb scammers or just fucking man children.
Yeah,
and I'm like I don't got time for this.
And like that's why, like, I kind of kill, like, the interviewing local talent or, like, collaborating with local artists.
I tried.
For the podcast specifically, because I'm just like, you know, I can deal with, like, our views not aligning. That's whatever. But, yeah. Like, a lot of you niggas want something completely different from this than I do. And what y'all want from it is something that I would have wanted when I was like 25.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get like notoriety or like some form of like intra-city fame from this shit.
Cause I do
it because I want to. I like talking to my friends and niggas happen to like listening to us talk. But like you niggas have the goal. Your entire goal is fame. Or some type of fucking like, celebrity, dog, and unhealthy. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like I just want to do good work and keep it moving. Get paid for said good work.
Yeah,
keep it moving.
That's it.
Now, if you want fame, you want local shit, whatever. I don't care. But like over here on my end and what I align with, yeah, I'm a lot more selective, and I'll probably end up kind of phasing out, especially. If things go the way that I think that they go for me next year, yeah, like it's gonna be looking a lot different.
Yeah, it's like
and mysterious. I'm gonna be very scarce.
Yeah, because I told you, man. Once I finish this second degree, like I'm really finna be like unavailable to a lot of motherfuckers, bro.
Yep.
Promise you, I'm finna be unavailable because I'm already like outside of like promotion for like my content and shit, like I'm already really like scarcely on social media. Like that's high key.
You got things to do.
Yeah, like
I got shit to do. Right. And I'm like I would rather spend this time with people who I align with.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to really fit my way into rooms anymore. Like I'm like
I just make my
when
own.
I realized I was like neurodivergent and realized how rigged shit is against us, I'm like, you know what, fuck this.
Yeah, I just make my own shit. I'll
make my own table, I'll do my own shit with my people and keep it moving.
And I became incredibly jaded to it when like I started to see really how cliquish certain shit is. Like, especially, like, the content creation or the voice acting space. I'm like, bro, all of you niggas only want to work with each other all the time.
Yep.
Ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like...
And the only way to get in is to be invited in, basically.
Yeah, and I'm like, on the one hand, that's cool. I get it. Like, people that work well together should work together. But I'm like, bro, some of you niggas be doing, like, the most mundane shit.
Yeah.
That I've seen somebody... either convey better or just straight up have a better take than you do, but they don't have a follower count, so they can't sit at your table.
There you go.
And you know what? I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, if you, as far as like the content goes, if you can offer the conversation, we can have a fucking conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if you got like 10 followers or 10,000. I don't care. Like, that shit does not mean anything to me.
Right.
Like, we can get some shit going, but... Like he said, bro, I'm just like, I don't need to work with you niggas, bro. I can do all of this shit by myself. So I'm just like, me asking you is just, hey, do you want to do this? Not, hey, I won't get this off the ground if you don't help me do this.
Right. When you say, do you want to do this? You actually mean, do you want to
do this? Do you want to do it? Yeah. Like, a nigga, not please help me do it. Bitch, I edit my own videos. I make my own thumbnails. Yeah. I do my own lines. Like, what are we talking about? Like, y'all niggas get some followers and just lose the goal.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
There's a proverbial top that they feel that they're at and they need to stay there.
Yeah.
Or else they don't have any actual worth.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Man, that may be bored, too.
Boring.
Yeah.
I mean.
Boring.
Too damn to be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Again, I'm on my black ass business. Did we talk about Shannon?
Yeah, I was about to get into that shit. Shannon Sharp
got
quote unquote caught fucking on live. Like, all you heard was sounds.
That is my Michelle.
Yeah, and like,
this is what you wanted.
It's just large nigga fucking noises.
Just allegedly.
Good old southern grunting.
Yeah.
Boom.
Ah. Ah. Ah.
Like, that
happened.
How? Like, so he apparently went live on IG.
IG, yep.
Which,
Ig.
That by itself, well, I'll go back to that. And his account went live on IG, and he's apparently fucking this alleged woman named Michelle, because apparently it's yelled out during the session. But all this takes place on IG Live. Can't see any of the bodies. You can't really confirm what's really going on, but that happens.
Yeah.
First of all, he first said he was hacked.
Yeah.
Which, you know, most people are like, that's bullshit.
Red flag.
To go live on IG, I'm actually going to do this in person. Like, Shane sees me tapping my phone. Mm-hmm. John sees me tapping my phone. To go live on IG, you got to, one, find the post button, which is that little plus button at the bottom of your phone. Whatever, you know, it depends on whatever.
I'm going to follow along in my book.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever model, because he has an Android, I have iPhone. So you go to IG, you see your TL, mm-hmm. you know, you see the stories up top.
Mm-hmm.
See that little plus button at the bottom.
Yep.
You got to hit that on purpose.
Scroll over.
And then you got to...
The live.
You got to go, you got to scroll the live. And then you see live, and then you see the options and shit share with everyone. And then, like, you know, you see live. Let me see. Do I hit this? And then even then, you hit the button. It goes 3, 2, 1, and then it goes live. That's a series of things that have to happen in a row.
Yes.
To go live on IG.
But he was super hacked.
But he Hacker was hacked man. At the time.
Hacker man came through.
Hacker
man. And then He comes out about it later and says he wasn't hacked, but I still haven't read I haven't seen where he actually.
Oh, with him and Ocho. Yeah, on Nighttime. I haven't seen it either. But I saw a clip. He said Cat Williams called him and said the first things out of his mouth was, "You ain't gay today,"
which that's a red flag to me, because, like, you know, I talked to my girlfriend. You know, we, you know, talk about various shit that happens during the day, obviously. And you know, we kind of brought up the point of, what if it was fake? What if this was like a rollout? What if this was like just something for him to do?
Because,
like, ride with me for a second. Like, this is some of the most media coverage he's ever gotten outside of being a player, and the most coverage he's absolutely gotten being, you know, of media personality. You know, with the Cat Williams shit that happened earlier this year, and with various other interviews that did drop. But, you know, his name is Shannon, and he also has, like, you know, like the podcast is called Club Shay Shay, so of course niggas got their jokes.
Yeah,
you know, he's been wearing tight shirts and shit, you know, he's ripped. He's ripped or whatever, and they be kind of trying him. He kind of buckles when it comes to the fucking gay accusations. Like, he's usually quick to respond to that one. And I think there's even a video where it's like, you call me whatever you want to call me, but don't call me gay type shit. And, oh, you know, okay. He's a nigga from Georgia in his 60s, so.
Right.
like, you know, mentality wise and shit, that shit lines up. Yeah. So it makes it kind of plausible to where he sets this stunt up to me to try to like kind of Heisman them fucking haters off of him to try to make himself appear even straighter.
That, you know what makes you look even more gay? It's trying to prove you're straight.
Yeah, trying exactly. To prove how gay you aren't.
1,000%. Yeah. It's one thing to, like, you know, you got your limits for whatever, you know, you deal with.
Right.
Whatever. But, like, going out of your way on a random 9/11 afternoon to prove that you're straight.
9/11.
With some woman named Michelle.
9/11.
I don't know, man. Like, it feels weird to me.
Let me find out. Michelle is actually a dude named Michael.
Also, like, just to add on that, there was, like, T.O. quoted that tweet, said, she sound familiar. And I was just like,
that's crazy. You know what?
Bald niggas deserve all the slander that they get.
That is nefarious. Because
they cannot,
man,
help themselves. Mm-hmm. They can't. I'm like, T.O., why did you even say that? Why would you say that? What are you doing?
Well, to do it.
It's not bro. Fly. Like, this, maybe if this was like 2010, 2012 or whatever, bro. Sure. You know, like that was like the Big Sean era, like where it's like, boy. Oh, that's your girl?
Boy.
I thought I recognized her type boy. Shit. That was cool at that time.
Boy.
Today, I'm like, you are a freak.
Boy.
Freak yeah, bull.
You're like.
Freak yeah, bull.
I'm like, my nigga, if you're 40 plus, I think you should just assume that like all of your friends that run in the same circle have probably fucked the same women.
Mm. But again,
it just is what it is.
It goes back. I go back to that Kendrick song. Kendrick is speaking out against shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he really is. It's time for the party to die, bro.
Like, hey, man, you don't right,
go
have
home.
To live like this.
Go home. Told you, man, clout's a hell of a drug.
Man.
Social media got that shit in spades.
Mm-hmm. I implore everyone, if you're feeling weird, especially after being on social media, get off. Put your phone down. Like, re-engage with those interests that you love, man. Or, yeah. You know, listen to the Black Play podcast.
Type shit.
You know.
I think we do cool things.
I think we're cool. We do our own shit. We live by our own rules and credence. Niggas are crazy. But, like, not in a good way. Not in a fun way. Like, it's just dark. It's sad.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate. But that's gonna be it for us. Appreciate y'all following, listening.
Yeah, man.
Subscribing,
thanks
all that
for
shit.
With us.
Go over to the Patreon, same name, Black Plague Podcast.
Very crazy and intense nigga. Voice acting happening
yeah,
over there.
Real nigga shit, you know.
Like lock in.
Next episode's a versus episode.
Versus us.
Oh, speaking of versus, how's that Marvel going, brother?
Shit gas. Mm.
That boy got combos.
Shit fire. Like Muscle memory kicked in for like the secondary team. It's coming back for the primary team. It's wraps. So for you, Knicks.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done. I promise. I told y'all I was going to get it to you. Now I got to get it to you.
Yeah. Handing out refunds, bitch. Yeah.